it's a great experience. I mean, a great opportunity at that. You know what I'm saying? Everything been going well. Less sleep, but have a lot of fun just mingling with the guys and being around the guys.
What's been the most important thing to try to get across to the team that are interviewing you to let them know that you should be there?
I'm a great guy on the field, but also off the field also. I mean, I feel that's very important. It was a lot of them. I met with a lot of them last night, but I can't remember all. It was a ton of them. My physicality. I play very hard, and I play very. I mean, I love to strike people. I feel like that's what helped me stand out the most. And I'm very versatile. I can cover slot receivers. I mean, I can go down and cover. I can go in the box and tackle. I found I'm very versatile. I can play in the post. I feel like that makes me stand out most.
What about someone that you need to work on to improve?
I mean, there's always room to improve. Coming to the big leagues, was everybody good? Everybody's good. All the talent is always up here. So working on technique and continuing to get better every day. I mean, he taught me a lot because he had the experience, so I'm learning from him every day, and it's an advantage.
And Matt, Sharif said that Coach Muschamp told him before the year, if he's a first-round draft pick, at the end of the year, he's going to kick him out the door. What advice did he give you in terms of?
I mean, he told us every day, if we have the opportunity, take it. He pushed us every day, and we got the opportunity, so we took advantage.
Is there a safety in the NFL that kind of molded the game
after? Ed Reed. I watch film on Ed Reed all the time, every week. You know what I'm saying? So I look forward to him all the time.
How would your brother feel about that?
I mean, I don't think he'll mind. He understand.
In what ways with Ed
Reed? Like I said, very versatile. He can cover. He'll hit you. He'll pick the ball off a ball hawk. I mean, he could do it all. So that's why I feel like I can do that too.
I realize he's quite a bit older than you, but what's it like growing up with them? Were you guys competitive or age difference?
Yeah, it was always competitive. I mean, he pushed me. He challenged me all the time. So, that made me who I am today.
Do you feel like your athleticism kind of overrides your lack of size as far as height goes?
Yes, I feel like that's an advantage. I'm very athletic. Growing up, I was very athletic. I feel like that separates me a lot, my athletic ability. And, I'm not the biggest safety, I guess. But I feel like I play hard, and that makes me stand out. I mean, it made me realize that I'd rather deliver the blow than get hit. So, it helped me out a lot. The athletic ability, it helped me footwork and all everything else.
Did you pay any attention at all to mock drafts or assess what team might be interested in you?
I try not to pay attention to that. I'm very confident in myself. I'm very versatile, and I feel I can do a lot of things for teams, special teams, covering, tackling. So, yes, I feel like I'm the best one. Yes, I have a goal in my head. I'm going for a low 4.4, even faster. I mean, I prepare well. I feel like I'll be all right. I mean, we had great defense. Everybody was flying around. I mean, I trusted all everybody on defense. I mean, we came together as a team, and that helped our confidence build. Because I mean, we knew how good we could be, and when you know how good you can be, I mean, your confidence is gonna be to the roof. So it helped us out a lot. That's why we was victorious. I mean, it says a lot about the program, a lot of bragging rights. I mean, we can talk smack to the other guys, and it shows how great, I mean, the great things we did and how well we was coached. And I mean, I feel like defense win championships. That's what they say. So, I mean, the defense is always going to lead the team, I feel like.
Did you guys interchange much with free and strong?
I mean, it's
–
Yeah, I played both. I mean, I played free, strong. I played a nickel. I played dime. So I pretty much played everywhere in the secondary. I mean, I covered guys like corners, too. So I feel like I played most of everything in the secondary.
Is there anybody besides me or any defensive scheme you watch how to take off?
Oh, yeah, I watch Eric Berry a lot. I watch Earl Thomas from Seattle. I mean, I watch NFL film more than I watch the college film during the week.
Did any NFL teams ask you about the possession, you know, the optimal possession when you were younger, or did they kind of dismiss that?
I mean, they talked about it, but it really wasn't a big issue because, I mean, it was – I mean, I got it, but I just had to pay a fine, and it got dropped, so I don't really think they made it a big issue. Yeah, when they come back, I always talk to them guys about that, and they tell me it's a different league. I mean, a lot of bigger and tougher guys, faster guys, but, I mean, that's expected. That's why I go out to work every day. I mean, that would be a great opportunity. Anywhere would be a great opportunity and a dream come true. So, I mean, any team that picked me up would be a blessing.
I asked you about Coach Muschamp, but he and his staff, how did they make you a better player? What did you learn?
When they came in, I feel I learned a lot about the knowledge of the ball, different schemes, the way my man technique, they taught me a lot of man technique that I didn't know before. And he made me a very better ball player, and he made me a better person too. I learned a lot from Muschamp.
How are you
going to
be able to cover those big, tight ends?
Technique. Rely on my technique and that I'm working on every day. So I feel like I fall back on that, and the sky be the limit. In football, the most important thing he probably taught me was, in football, probably footwork. Cause it's from the it's like going during the off. I mean, before this day. I mean, before this weekend. I mean, we worked a lot on. He taught me a lot. Cause in college, you can collision a lot in college, and in the NFL, you gotta use a lot of footwork and a lot of separation. And so, I mean, he taught me a lot about that I didn't know. I mean, maturity, grow up. He taught me that I need to grow up fast, and it's gonna come in. It's a big man's league, and basically taking authority. That's, I feel like that was a problem with me in college, and he taught me that too. I need to learn how to take more authority and just grow up and handle situations different, and emotions different, and things like that.
In terms of watching different guys in the NFL, you much as Reggie Nelson, say,
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much watch all the best safeties in the league. Tripalamalu, Reggie Nelson. I mean, he was a former Gator, so I had no choice but to watch him. I mean, I watched them all.
Play part of Reggie's game,
what'd
you take?
I mean, Reggie play hard, and he very rangy as a safety. He can move, take great angles, and, I mean, you always want to do those great things while you're playing in the back end. I mean, I feel like that helped me out a lot. I mean, because, you know, the best player, I mean, most of the best players in the SEC be the best players in the NFL. So, I mean, that's the advantage.
Is